Life doesn't ask permission before it changes. It doesn't knock lightly on your door before it rearranges everything you thought you knew. No, life barges in. It bends the road you're on, it shifts the ground beneath your feet, and it looks at you without an apology as it asks, "What are you gonna do about it?" And here's the truth. The people who win in this world, they're not the ones with the biggest muscles. They're not the ones with the most money in the bank or the most degrees on the wall. They're the ones who can take what life throws at them and adapt. Because life is not predictable. It's certainly not neat. It's not orderly. And those who cling to what was or get angry when life deviates from how it was quote-unquote supposed to be, well, they get left behind. But on the other hand, those who bend and shift and move with the chaos, well, they are the ones who rise. And like so many of us, right, time teaches. I've learned this the hard way. I used to think if I planned enough and prepared enough, if I controlled enough, I'd be safe. But life does not reward control, it rewards flexibility. You know, I look back to jobs that ended, friendships that dissolved, unexpected detours. Every time I thought, you know, this must be the end, but it never was. It was always some sort of beginning. The moment I let go of what I thought should happen, the moment I stopped demanding life play by my rules, well, that was the moment I started to find freedom. Because life obviously does not care about Eddie's rules. It's interesting that, you know, Darwin, who we all know from grade school, right, he did not coin the term survival of the fittest. That was Herbert Spencer later. What Darwin really said was, it's not the strongest that survive, not even the smartest, it's the ones most adaptable to change. And I think about that. I think about the importance and the weight of the ability to be agile, to evolve with the circumstances and your environment. I mean, think about it. Entire species disappear because they just couldn't adjust. Entire industries collapse because they couldn't evolve. And the same is true for us individually. Adaptability is not a luxury. It's not a nice to have. It's survival. It's the growth of success, of, you know, you could say life itself. And I want to share a story that kind of exemplifies this. First time I heard it was, I mean, maybe a decade ago on a podcast called Business Wars that I'm not even sure is around anymore, but it stuck with me. And it's the difference between Blockbuster and Netflix and their sort of battle during a very transitory time in the digital space. And so at the height of its power in the early 2000s, Blockbuster was unstoppable, right? I'm 37, almost 38. And if you're in my age, you remember how awesome it was going to Blockbuster on the weekend. I mean, that was peak living, pizza and Blockbuster, right? I mean, they had over 9,000 stores, millions of customers walking in every weekend to rent those movies. They were the kings of entertainment. But then something happened. A small company called Netflix started mailing DVDs to people's homes. No late fees, no trips to the store, just convenience, you know, right to your door. And the critical part is Netflix, as they went on this venture, kept adapting. They moved from the mail to streaming. They were looking ahead, 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 while everyone else was, you know, at best stuck in the present moment, sometimes even looking back, right? They asked, how is the world changing? And then they moved with it. Blockbuster did not. They laughed at the idea, right? In fact, you know, Netflix once offered to sell themselves to Blockbuster for like $50 million, and Blockbuster turned it down. Today, Netflix is worth billions, obviously, and Blockbuster is no more. And it is, to me, the quintessential story of adaptability. It's the difference between thriving and disappearing, between leading and becoming a memory. The ones who adapt, they don't just survive, they define the future. And, you know, on a personal level, most of us are not running billion-dollar companies. But we all are navigating a life that doesn't go as planned. As much as we wish that it did, it's just not the way it works out. You know, the relationship that ends, the job that disappears, the health scare that comes out of nowhere, the opportunity that arrives when you least expect it. These are curveballs. And in those moments, the question isn't, did I have a perfect plan? Never, right? The question is, here's the situation, can I now adjust? That's everything. Can you take what's left and work with it? Can you still find a way forward? Because if you can, there's nothing you can't handle. Adaptability is a superpower. It means no matter what comes, you're not defined by circumstance, you're defined by response. You're not chained to what you lost, you're empowered by what you can build. You're not afraid of change, you are fueled by it. When you're adaptable, the world becomes an ally instead of an adversary. Obstacles become teachers. Setbacks become merely points to pivot. And endings become new beginnings. It's a game I've had to play many times in the storytelling, podcasting, media space. And it's one I'm playing now. Right? How do we evolve with the times, with the changing landscape? And, you know, I'll give a quick example of the first time that happened. And I won't go in too deep here. I don't want to bore anybody. But essentially, you know, on YouTube, I used to write 3-minute speeches. I mean, they were essentially songs. I'd write the background music. There'd be a slow beginning, a middle, and then a crescendo. And that's what I did. And for a while, it worked. And then the media landscape sort of changed and the algorithms changed. Podcasting started blowing up and people wanted to put headphones on and walk for an hour, run for 2 hours, you know, listen on their way to work. And it was like, listen, if you don't learn to adapt your style and figure out how to entertain and captivate an audience over a longer period of time, you're going to lose. And so that was the first time where it was like, all right, as a writer, as a creative, as a speaker, storyteller, you got to figure it out. And that was scary, right? The safety nets I thought I had disappeared. I wanted to resist and fight the change. I wanted to scream, this isn't fair. But what good is resistance when the world's already moved on? The road had already bent. The question was, would I bend with it? And once I did, I found opportunities I never would have seen. Doors I never would have knocked on suddenly opened. Because what happens when you adapt, you stop clinging to the door that closed and you start noticing the doors that are open all around you. The world is changing faster than ever. Tech, culture, the economy. What worked yesterday won't work tomorrow, right? That saying, what got you here won't get you there. And the people who thrive in this world, they aren't the ones waiting for things to go back to normal. They're the ones creating a new normal. They're the ones that can wake up every day and say, I don't need to be perfect. I don't need it to go my way. But whatever comes, I will find a way through. That is the edge. That is the advantage. So I'll sum it up with this. You have infinite upside and opportunity. There is a world laid out for you beyond comprehension. But we need to adjust the mindset. Don't pray for a smooth road. Don't hope life stays the same, because it won't. Instead, build the muscle, build the resilience, build the superpower. The ability to adapt, to bend without breaking, to shift when life shifts. Because if you can do that, you are unstoppable. Maybe not the strongest, the fastest, the smartest, but the one who can take what life throws and make it fuel. Blockbuster didn't fail because it was small. It failed because it refused to change. Netflix didn't succeed because it was invincible. It succeeded because it was looking forward, because it adapted. That can be your story too. Not that you had an easy road, but you had the courage and the flexibility, the adaptability to rise no matter what. Remember, life is not about having perfect plans. It's about finding a way, finding a response to whatever shows up. And the greatest response you'll ever give is simple. I will adjust, I will adapt, and I will rise. Life is about duality. It's about being grateful for the road behind you, but also excited and hungry for what's ahead. That balance is where growth lives. It's why we created AGNS, Always Grateful, Never Satisfied. More than just an apparel company, it's a reminder that there's always another hill to climb. And if you go to AGNS.lifestyle and you sign up for the email list, you'll get daily inspiration right to your inbox. Latest updates on all the new merch drops, as well as a 20% off discount code. Hope to see you there. You're not here just to get by, to check a box. No, you're here for something different. Maybe it's your desire to chase down that sunrise while the rest of the world sleeps. To embrace the difficult, the inconvenient, in exchange for that little bit of glory you'll soon feel as you pour your morning coffee and start your day. Or maybe it's your fascination with the fact that every time you ask yourself if there's more, if you have anything left, the answer always seems to be yes. And maybe that's it. That what you're capable of in a world of finitude and constraint and limitation seems to be the only thing with absolutely no bounds. The human soul undergoes a sort of transformation, if you will, every time we look around at what currently is and decide it will soon be the gateway to something more. And that's life's best kept secret, the word decide. The idea that we choose whether to accept things as they are or to change them. That we have within us the ability to push further than we've ever pushed. To find what was once only existent in our imaginations. And this will always be true. You get what you seek. What you're willing to endure. And while some see this trade-off as too much, as a cost far too expensive, others see it as the chance of a lifetime. The opportunity to give some of you so that you can grow and improve all of you. See, each footstep is far more than a point on the earth. It's a declaration, a commitment to give more than most would give so that you can feel what only a few will feel. So remember that when things seem trivial, when it's easier to call it a day or turn it around, that the simple act of continuing forward puts you in the minority. It's positioning you to experience life as it should be lived. You're here to both cherish the now and cash it in. Let the value of your courage compound. Let your resilience remind you just how much control you have and how much is waiting for you. If only you say yes when it hurts, move forward when the path is unclear, believe when the possibility only exists in your head. You're here because while it may be easier to watch life go by from the cheap seats, the risk, the sacrifice, is worth being able to look back someday down the road and know that at least you had the courage to play the game. You can be your greatest fan and also your biggest critic. In fact, not only is it healthy, it's necessary to be there for yourself, celebrate that commitment to show up, but also to hold yourself accountable for growth. Because to be great is to know there's more in you, to understand that there's greatness waiting to be extracted from the miracle that is you. Here are two words. I want to take a look at both of them. Consistency and adaptation. Consistency first. Why? Because consistency gets you in the door. It's the cost of admission. Consistency is you showing up for yourself, day in and day out, creating mastery and competence through repetition, manufacturing a data set that will be used to guide your journey, taking a once stagnant idea and putting it into motion. Consistency is doing what you promised yourself you'd do when you said you'd do it. Why? Because that's who you are. You create goals and then conquer those goals. When your head hits the pillow at night, you may be tired, you may have struggled, you may have swung and missed, you may be wondering how things unfolded the way they did, but you showed up. So celebrate that. Celebrate yourself. Be your biggest fan. Because the world can't take your will to step forward and cannot seize your consistency. Not without your permission. So other than part one, let's call consistency the commitment to show up for you. Now, the second piece. Consistency's older brother, adaptation. See, that consistency, like we just talked about, it will get you in the door. It signs you up for the game. But it guarantees nothing. See, where consistency puts that pen in your hand, paper in front of you, pats you on the back, where consistency gives you a chance to write your story. One's level of success or achievement relies on their ability to adapt. To do the thing that's so hard for people to do, look in the mirror and ask, how can I be better? I've been consistent for 30 days, sure. Here's what's right, here's what's wrong. Now it's time to adjust, to be critical, to understand that expecting more of the self does not in any way diminish the task at hand. It gives you room to expand into that next version of yourself in a way that simply showing up doesn't. Without a willingness to adapt, you get Einstein's definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing repeatedly and expecting different results. You get day after day of wondering why this square peg won't just save us all the trouble and go into the round hole. Without a willingness to adapt, we move for the sake of moving and we work for the sake of working. But if we could find it within ourselves to look at the data that's been acquired day after day and use it to help guide ourselves to that North Star, we'll find strength. To seek out the delta between where we are and where we want to be, that is power. But it calls for more than just showing up. It calls for looking around. It calls for observing and then adapting. So yeah, your greatest fan and your greatest critic. Be there for you, but don't let yourself get away with good enough. showing up is critical. It's powerful, but it's just the beginning. If your eyes stay open, if you're willing to both love yourself and improve yourself simultaneously, all the world becomes available to you. There are no mountains you can't climb or oceans you can't cross. And sure, the world will do what the world does. It will place challenges before you. But rather than those challenges being the reason you can't, rather than accepting those challenges as a permanent reality, they become nothing more than the next puzzle to be solved, the next little adaptation that's required of you. You show up, you self-assess, you adjust, and carry right on towards that horizon again and again. So when you find yourself frustrated or up against that wall, remember, you are building your ideal reality. Be proud of yourself for showing up, for being consistent. Because as dire as it might seem, you overcame a lot to get here. But also know that the challenge at hand is not an indictment of you or your goals. It's your chance to review the game plan and adjust. Your opportunity to do what so many fail to do, not shrink from the world, but adapt yourself to it, grow because of it. Today is your opportunity to take what the world gives you and build something new. The world, it needs you. But it needs the real you. Not the one with the mask looking to blend in. Nor the one making all those concessions to avoid being left out. No, the real you. With your flaws and your insufficiencies. Your strengths and your gifts, your hopes and your dreams. It needs the you that so often hides away underneath that blanket of caution and skepticism. The you that's coupled with vulnerability, more easily ignored than brought to life with conviction. But that's the you this world needs. When I was younger, I seemed to separate life into two categories. Me in one, and everyone else in the other. And guess which of the two categories I assumed had it all figured out. In my mind, I was the one, the only one who didn't know. The one who was winging it, stumbling my way through each and every day. All those other people, though, they not only had plans, they had the right plans. They knew the right details, but I didn't. And so in my head, me being right required I necessarily look to them. I follow their lead. Since there exists an established correct path, that must be where I steer the ship. But then some time passes. You grow older, maybe pick up a little wisdom along the way, and you realize that no one really knows what they're doing. There are very few objectively correct roads that must be traveled. Life is not a paint by number, it's a blank canvas. And understanding this changed the image in my head. From one of me knocking on the door of a party everyone else was at, to visualizing almost 8 billion individual souls running around trying to figure things out in the limited stretch of time they have here on planet Earth. I realized I had at times felt small only because of the gravity I attributed to people who were just trying to figure it out themselves. And the point, certainly not to diminish anyone else's journey, it was to give myself permission to embark upon my own. It's just hard to do that when you view everyone else as one collective, all-knowing entity, as opposed to 8 billion people just like you with thoughts, fears, hopes, and plans. The question is not what is the right thing to do here. The question is, when will you allow yourself to venture out into the world and find what the right thing means for you? That's what's required. And the world will be better for you having found it. Because after all, no one sees life like you do. No one has the background or worldview. The universe has conspired to put you as you are here now. Almost an impossible occurrence in and of itself. How easy that is to forget. We were born on the summit, yet the inclination, for some reason, is to keep our eyes closed. No, open them. Take it all in. Allow the view to propel you forward. The world needs you. It needs you with your mistakes that have helped you evolve into the person you could never have been without them. It needs you with your worries and your fears. Conquering them will be pivotal in your evolution. It needs you with your flaws and blemishes. How else would life convince you that the things that make you different are the same things that make you strong? It doesn't matter how many people tell you or try to explain to you the magnitude of what's at your feet. Life does not begin until you allow yourself to start living. Until you realize that yesterday does not define you. And the categories in which you've placed yourself, they're transitory. The past is not the reason you can or can't begin again. It's not who you are forever. No, it's the advantage you now possess as you move forward. Should you choose to move forward. It's in realizing you are bound by nothing that you free yourself. And for the one wondering, why does it matter what I think? Why should I start or try or risk anything? Why should I pick up the brush and start painting on that canvas before me? Well, because that step is where it all begins. The meaning, the purpose, it's all predicated upon our willingness to pick that brush up and start painting. You ask, what's the point? The point is everything. One detail at a time, we dismantle our previously held notions about what life is supposed to be. And finally start living one that matters. No one's masterpiece will look like yours. No one's depiction of life will follow the same parameters you've etched onto that canvas. In fact, there are people that will be changed forever because you chose to live your life fully. There are lives of those around you that will be transformed because you picked up the brush. There are stories that will now end in triumph because you found the courage to start, to see light in yourself. You being fulfilled and the world being better off, they're not two different things. When you live a life true to yourself, when you let go of the have-tos and step into the get-tos, the world experiences the luxury of the beauty that comes next. When you fill your cup up first, you're able to then replenish those around you. That's not nothing. So who are you? Beneath the characterizations, beneath the roles you've taken on, beneath what you feel you're supposed to be, all that. Who are you, and will you give life to that person? Will you be that courageous? After all, that's what life is. It's not a game of right and wrong so much as it's a game of courage. The ones willing to take the leap end up worlds away from where they began. So my ask of you is that you begin tearing down those walls created in your head. The ones that accumulated over days and months and years. The ones that box you in or keep you out, that suggest you are anything other than that one in 400 trillion miracle, ready to embark upon the ride of a lifetime. And sure, it means shedding the comfort of obscurity, the safety of projection. Looking yourself in the mirror and saying, I am worth it, and there's more out there, means without question you are taking off the training wheels, dancing with vulnerability. But it also means when that time comes and you look back on how you lived your days, you can say, I truly lived. You can say that the world needed me, and I had the courage to heed its call. What is the difference? When I think back to the first time I deviated from my comfort zone, my routine, I lost the certainty in my life. And as much as I wanted to go back, I remember telling myself, one more day, just one more day, until someday became the current day, and that made all the difference. Day one, starting my company, I remember turning the camera on and feeling so lost saying words into a microphone that I almost didn't press record. But I did. Until one day I realized not only was it bearable, it was my purpose. The vehicle that transported my thoughts to the world, and that made all the difference. During the times when some of the projects I invested the most time and energy into flopped, I remember almost saying, this isn't for me. But I kept creating. I kept creating until I found that intersection of what I love and what adds value to the world. And that made all the difference. What's crazy is how small a decision that difference seems in the moment, how insignificant the decision feels as one stands and looks out from their doorway. The difference between going and not going, stepping out or staying in, making the move or waiting one more day. That difference is sometimes disguised in a cloak of triviality, but do not be fooled. The little decision to move forward, to hang on when your ego is screaming at you to just let go, walk away, find some semblance of comfort and predictability. Those decisions to endure in the moments of hardship are what we come to look back on as the turning points that reshaped and redefined life as we know it. the courage required to make the call, release the video, register the business, send the message, reconnect with that loved one, deviate from what your friends are doing. All those things, they may seem small enough now to spend a minute or two thinking about before moving on to our routines and what we are comfortable doing. After all, it's easy to disregard the small things. But the acorn that becomes the oak tree is small. We must, along with the current reality, see the potential in what those things become. And sure, there are times where the present and the ideal are so different that it seems almost incomprehensible. But how do we get there? We get there by making the little decisions that will ultimately make the greatest difference. You are always one decision away from that evolution. So next time you find yourself looking down at the step in front of you, the step you know in your soul is the right step, remind yourself, yes, it sure would be easy to walk away here. It sure would be easy to turn back. Yeah, it's just one tiny step. But in totality, it's exponentially more than that. It's the lifeblood of your new reality. The water to your sea, the oxygen to your lungs, the crossroads in front of you will be, with your permission, the beginning of something larger than life. It will ultimately be the difference.